Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, hi. Thanks for listening in. This is the Wave FM podcast, and it's great to have your company.
Why did you call it a podcast?
I don't know. I've just started saving it. One day I saved it as a podcast accidentally.
And it's
so now people started saying, oh, look at this, you got a podcast going on. I was like, yeah, funny guy.
I suppose that's what we do here in the podcast. We prod major topics and then we deal with it and we delve into it.
Yeah.
Well, no, we don't really.
What do we? No, because we're not talkback.
No.
We could do talkback here, couldn't we?
We could.
We could just organise a caller to call us and we could put you on the podcast if you want.
If you want to be on the podcast, send us a message. If you want to be one of the people, we'll call you and let's have a chat.
Yeah.
If you've got something that you really just want to see, we'd love to hear from you.
But you don't want to say it on the radio because people are scared about being on the wireless.
But you want to say
it. But they'll comment on a public forum like Facebook.
That's right. That's right.
I couldn't be on the radio. But I can let millions of people see it on Facebook.
Where it can never be erased.
Exactly.
At least on the radio, it comes and goes.
That's right. Within 5 minutes, it's one segment. Anyway, we're banging on now. What happened in the show today?
Well, no, contact adam.straney at wavefm.com.au if you want to be the person on the show.
Adam, so adam.straney at wavefm.com.au. Send us your name, your phone number, all that sort of guff. And if I could be bothered calling, I'll do it. But here's what happened on the show.
It'd be cool.
Michelle Laurie, of course, filling in for Jade while she's on maternity leave. And, of course, at the moment, a snap five-day lockdown was called midnight Saturday. How's the feeling? What's going on in Melbourne at the moment, Michelle?
Well, the mood really is it really going to be 5 days? That's what everyone is saying. Everyone's like, really? Because, you know, they last one was extended and 5 days seems, because our two lockdowns have been much longer than that, and we're sort of like, really?
And it's a different strain now as well that they're talking about.
Yeah.
The cases are from this the UK strain and the South African strain, isn't it?
Yeah. And the press conference that the Premier gave when he was breaking the news to us on Friday was pretty intense, and he had visual aids, which he's never had before. There was a board with like graphs and stuff, and they were going, look.
No.
I thought you were going to say he's wearing glasses.
Yeah, I mean, it was all visual aids. Yeah, no, he had this board, and this other dude came out and went, look, it's like this. And they're like, this one's harder, faster, you know, this one's different and all that.
Yeah,
But however, I'm reading on the ABC's news website right now. It's saying Victoria's snap COVID lockdown should end as planned, epidemiologist says.
Ah, good.
Which would be great because everyone's saying, there's lots of rumours around saying, oh, apparently it's actually 2 weeks, but they just didn't want to say and all that. But on Friday night, so when you say midnight Saturday, that's Friday night, you know what I mean? So on Friday, we all got the news. We're waiting for it. We're all watching at about 11 o'clock, waiting for the Premier to come out. We knew it was going to happen. But I had a dinner out with a couple of other mums, right, four other ladies. And you know how hard it is to plan something like this around other women. I mean, everyone needs babysitters. Everyone's cleared the calendar. It's taken us literally probably 6 weeks to organize this night at a lovely place. And then this happens. And the bugger, now I am a Dan fan. I stand with Dan. He's our premier. But for the first time ever, he actually says, well, if you don't have to go out tonight, then don't.
Oh, no.
And we all went, shut up. Every other time, everyone goes, oh, quick, it's lockdown. I'm going to go out tonight and get drunk and party on until midnight, right? But now the one night the mums want to do it, he goes, nah, everyone, unless you're saving lives tonight, stay home, please. Yeah. And, well, the WhatsApp blew up and, you know, one mum was already on the gin and in a can, mind you, which I thought, slow down. And, And two of them pulled out straight away. And I said, what are you? No, I'm not having it. I'm not having it. I said, listen, this is a mental health issue. We have 5 days with our children. Our children aren't going to school again
next week.
Yes, we need this. We deserve this. We've earned this. And we're about to earn it again. and we are going. And they were like, I said, I'm going. I said, if I'm sitting there alone, then I am going.
That's what I was picturing. Wow. Just every other mum's pulled out. Michelle's gone, right, there was eight of us coming. I'm having the lasagna for Sonia. Yep. I'm having the chicken Kiev for Deborah. Yep. And I'm having them all.
Because we booked the table. You've got to book so far in advance because of social distancing and all that. I said, I am going. And I'm getting a Bloody Mary when I arrive and a dozen oysters. And I don't care what you moles are doing.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so.
Anyway.
What happened?
So the other two of them said, you're right.
Ah, good.
You're bloody right. So we got dolled up to the nines and we went there. And I tell you what, it was an environment like, I could only imagine it's like the olden days when you thought war might break out the next day. There was this sort of almost this giddy, like those of us who went, we went.
Yeah.
You went, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it was like, this is it, guys. The asteroid's arriving tomorrow.
Yes.
We got one chance here.
Yeah. It was a bit, don't want to close my eyes. Yeah, it was a bit like that. It was a bit Armageddon. And everywhere you looked, everyone was just a bit like, cheers, big ears.
Yeah. We are once again getting on it.
Kissing strangers. Getting it on.
Well, no, you can't kiss. No, it was just social distance. We were bumping elbows with
bumping
strangers,
bumping elbows
though.
With strangers.
Hey. And, it was heckers. But I was glad. I was glad. Oh, and then I got the train home. And down my local street here, there were a few bars still open. So I went, hey, bumping elbows, had a wine on the walk home. And because it was coming up to midnight, so they were packing up. And
Yeah.
Did you get any roadies as well? Just as at midnight, you're like, all right, come on, give me a couple of roadies as well. I'm not leaving here with two empty hands.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought you meant men in singlets with butt cracks showing. As in your kind of roadies.
Them too.
You can wish. Have well.
It was one heck of a Friday night for Michelle.
There was a big one. Yeah. It was a big one. Slept and then through. I slept late because my kids were somewhere else.
Yes, isn't that the finest? Well, we're thinking of you, mate. We just hope that this doesn't go for too much longer because you will go batty in lockdown.
I will,
again.
But we'll be shocked if it, imagine if it was just 5 days. Oh. Gosh, we'll be so happy. We might all have to go out and drink again.
Yeah, party. Celebrate, of course.
Maybe.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Valentine's Day, a lovely romantic day had by all. I think across the entire Illawarra and the world. Michelle, you went, well, oh, no.
No, not by all. Oh, come on. Not so,
okay, some people didn't have a romantic day.
No. I mean, my kids and I made that TikTok pasta for my ex-husband. Oh. I mean, it was all right, but I wouldn't say it was romantic.
Oh, okay.
Hang on, did you get up to something romantic, Damien?
Well, look, I was meant to be in Melbourne, okay? Yeah. I was meant to be there only for, there's a lockdown going on at the moment, as you would know about, Michelle, and as a result, I was still here.
So you were at home?
I was at home.
For Valentine's Day.
Oh, Mrs. Lee, what a lovely surprise.
What a lovely surprise.
Damien at home.
Hello, Mr. Lee.
Alone.
What's
with the
your
wine?
Name? My name's Mr. Leith.
Oh,
I'm a singer.
Now,
you know what? Eileen and I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day. I mentioned this last week. In the past, I've woken up on Valentine's Day and Eileen has left a card there. And in a fluster, I got an old Christmas card. I took out the Merry Christmas of it and I changed it to Happy Valentine's Day. I had to do something. It was first thing in the morning. So along comes Sunday, just this Sunday gone. And to my horror, I wake up on Valentine's morning and I get a ding on my phone. There's a gorgeous message with a video and lovely music, thanks to Eileen, of all our special moments over the last couple of years. Then I come down the stairs. There's a gorgeous handmade card and four Krispy Kreme heart-shaped donuts, all right, sitting on the table. What am I going to do? I haven't organized anything. I don't have a Christmas card to resort to. I got nothing this year. Nothing this year. And I did the old, hey, your present Isn't here with me at the moment.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting you to say. That's better than what I was expecting.
Why? What did you think I was going to do?
Don't worry. Hey, your present is...
Oh, you're going to be rude.
You're going to be naughty.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that's what oftentimes men who have no present resort to.
They resort to that.
Oh, that's a present.
Here's your present, Eileen.
Massage oil.
And can I just interject one more time to say that when you say Eileen and I don't celebrate Valentine's Day, it seems like she does.
Yes.
From what you've said so far.
We have an agreement. We kind of have a contract there that says we will not celebrate this particular day.
Eileen signed it. No, you signed it, Eileen, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I think little Kiki took me aside and said, Dad, you got to do something about this. So we bluffed it. We said we were going out for some chorizo for breakfast, but we went to Woolworths. We got some roses. We got a card. And we got the ingredients to, again, another TikTok trend.
Yeah.
Another TikTok trend. It is very simply... 5-ingredient blender chocolate mousse.
Oh, nice work.
Ooh, sexy too.
Sexy, and super fast as well. Got back to the house. Eileen was outside at the time. We set it all up. Kiki got in there. She whipped up all the chocolate. It was really easy. It's just chocolate cream, a bit of salt, a bit of vanilla, bada boom, bada, shove it in a blender, and you're sitting with a gorgeous, like a real, something you would get at a Michelin star hotel. That's what you would get it at. And
wow.
Oh, I tell you what, I went from absolute zero to the ultimate hero. In a matter of moments, I tell you. And remember that music?
Later on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't want to know.
We won't go into that. We don't need to talk about that.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I'm fresh off of Galentine's Day. That's why I'm all hopped up, you know.
Galentine's Day?
Yeah.
What is
this? Yes. Hashtag Galentine's Day. It is the day when we women come together to toast the sisterhood.
Oh. I thought it was like a gallon of wine. Sort of.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it.
That is part of it. Galentine's Day.
It was originally, you might have seen it all over social media and stuff like that. It originally came from the TV show Parks and Recreation, which I love. It is silly and funny. It's Amy Poehler's show and it's about local council, basically. And if you haven't seen it, I think it's on Stan. You can see all the episodes. Yeah. Here is Amy Poehler, who she takes it very seriously, actually. I mean, this show has been off the air for ages, but she was on Jimmy Kimmel's show on Friday night talking about it again.
What's Galentine's Day? Oh, it's only the best day of the year.
Are you still celebrating Galentine's Day, the holiday you invented? Is that still a thing?
In fact, I'm having dinner after the show with Rashida Jones and Aubrey Plaza and Catherine Hahn.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
So they're the other female cast members from Parks and Recreation. And so it's not just about drinking. You can do anything. You can go to a yoga class or go for a walk or anything, but it's just about setting aside time, not only for your romantic relationships, but also for your friendships, for your, you know, most important soul sisters around this time of year.
Sisterhood. Yeah, it's very
good. It's a nice sentiment. Yeah. Celebrating friendships.
Very good.
Okay.
And all over the socials.
I'm realizing I accidentally celebrated Galentine's Day. I didn't mean to, but I had dinner on Friday night with some mums, you know, because it takes so long to plan something like that. Mm. And I didn't realize what the date was, but I'm so glad I did.
Yeah.
We did.
Doing your own little impromptu Galentine's Day.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Yeah, Jade's about to have a baby and Meghan Markle's about to have a baby if you've just woken up or just got in the car.
Rage, isn't it?
Yeah, whatever's happening in your world, you need to know that. Meghan Markle's having a baby because everyone's going to be talking about it today.
I will.
And we have a nodgy in our family. I have two babies. They're 11, so not really babies. But since they were babies, we've had our nodgy. Nodgy is Hungarian for Nana.
I was going to ask, yeah. What is a nodgy? Yeah. Okay.
All of our Hungarian listeners are saying, oh, you got a nodgy. We're so lucky to have a nodgy. She's the best. I could not live without her. We say to her every day. She says, oh, no, Michelle. Oh, no. But she cooks. She just takes care of us. She is the center of our world, our nodgy. And when they were little, Louis, my son said to her, nodgy, when I grow up, can you take care of my babies? She said, of course, Louis. Of course, Louis. She is the most amazing at everything, but cleaning, she just has these like great ideas. She's creative, you know. You would call them hacks. You would call them hacks.
Yep.
My favorite one is that she puts Glad wrap on the top of the fridge, spreads it across the top of the fridge so that like it, when it gets dusty and you know how it gets kind of greasy sometimes on top of the fridge somehow, then she just peels off a Glad wrap and puts another layer of Glad wrap, so you're never scrubbing it or...
How good is that?
We need an explosion sound because that just blew my mind.
That's so good.
That is awesome.
I know.
Because it is an area that builds up like with crap and stuff like that. You know,
I know.
Ah, okay.
You're like, what is this crap? What is this stuff? Why does it cling to the fridge? I don't know, but with Glad wrap, it just doesn't. It's weird.
I'd love to know, as a hack, how does she get the Glad wrap on? I can't even wrap up a sandwich in Glad wrap
without
it being a bit of a task.
I know, right? Yeah, there's something about certain women. They just know how to make a slice and they know how to use Glad wrap. Yeah. I don't know.
That is awesome. What a good idea, though. Yeah, that is a really good idea.
She is full of them. She just has the best cleaning hacks. She's one of those women who knows that you can scrub like pots, if there's a lot of grease on a pot, grease is her thing. Mm. She can use salt and like a slice of lemon. She will dip a slice of lemon into a saucer of salt and scrub, like not even scrub. She doesn't even have to scrub with elbow grease. She just wipes it and the grease just disappears.
I love that your nodgy is the queen of grease.
The queen of grease.
Grease is her thing. Hey, already our phones have gone into meltdown, so I think the Illawarra knows exactly what we're on about here. We're on about cleaning hacks.
Cleaning hacks.
So jump on the phone.
Julie from Warilla, what is your cleaning hack?
I use denture tablets.
for what?
For a few things. If you drop them in your toilet and leave them overnight, amazing job they do on your toilet. But I also, me and the kids wear like Converse, the canvas joggers. I soak the canvas joggers in the tubs with a couple of denture tablets and then chuck them in the washing machine the next day and they come out like brand new.
Boom.
I've been wearing the same pair for about 4 or 5 years now.
Drop.
They're just like brand new.
Julie?
I like anything that you just don't have to, anything you can just leave. You just put it somewhere and leave it.
Yeah, go away and think about it tomorrow.
Wow, that is good. Hey, so far, you win, Julie. You win. Hey, who'd have thought having no teeth would come in so handy?
God, and now we're playing Prince. This is the best day ever.
Yes. Yeah,
we're getting cleaning hacks and playing Prince in the middle of it.
Yep, exactly. Give us a buzz, Illawarra. What's your cleaning hack? How the hell will you blow our minds on a Monday morning?
Jenny from Corrimal.
I use toothpaste to clean my jewellery.
Your jewellery?
Toothpaste, okay.
Yeah.
Stop it.
So you get
a toothbrush?
Yeah, and a soft toothbrush, the softest one you can get, like a baby toothbrush or something.
Mm.
Yeah. And you just put it in a little bit of water and just brush over the top of all your jewellery, all your diamonds, everything, and it comes up really shiny.
Well, minty fresh, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. All your diamonds.
Smells great, looks
all
great.
All your diamonds.
And has no cavities whatsoever.
I might just grab Jenny's address as well in Carmel. All her diamonds. Sounds
I don't even have Converse, let alone diamonds.
Hey, we've got another Jenny online.
Jen and Shelton Cove, what is your cleaning hack?
Well, this one's for the toilet. So the El Cheapo mold killer spray that you can buy from the supermarket, you spray that around your toilet, leave it to sit for about half an hour, flush the toilet, and it's all clean.
Boom.
Again, just leave and clean. Just leave it, come back, have a coffee.
That's why it's the best. You know, you can
just
leave
it. Yeah, we love a leave
stuff.
It sit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, good on you, Jen. Thanks so much for that hack. Well, we've got a few more.
Yeah, what about you, Angie? What's your cleaning hack?
Forget the crap that leaves streaks on your windows. You use dishwashing liquid to wash it on and newspaper to wipe it off.
Yes, my mum uses newspaper, yes, to clean her windows. Yes.
Okay. But dishwashing liquid,
dishwashing liquid. I like this because I've always used, you know, like one of these sort of sprays that you buy that it's just, it says for the window, and I always get streaks.
That's the one you're saying
chemicals.
Is crap.
Chemicals, yes. I just don't wash my windows. I'm terrible. I'm bad.
Well, now you know exactly what you can do, and there's plenty of other great cleaning hacks at our Facebook page. We've got thousands of comments at the moment on how people have got great hacks.
And bicarbonate of soda and vinegar, they reckon, just cleans everything.
Everything. Absolutely everything. Dog poop, children's vomit, bicarb soda and vinegar, you're all good.
You name it.
Jeez. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Have a look at those hacks as well. Go to WaveFM 96.5 on Facebook.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on WaveFM 96.5.
Hey, over the weekend, guys, I had a major milestone. In fact, it happened yesterday. A major milestone in my life, in the life of the Leafs, and I suppose in the world.
So what's that?
All three of those things.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Okay, my eldest son, Jarvis, he is 15 years of age. Over the last while, we've noticed he's starting to grow up a little bit.
Of course.
All right, this is what happens. This is what you expect.
Mm.
I've been officially passed out. He is now taller than me.
Oh,
this is a major moment. I'm not exactly a giant, but I'm not that small either. But it was about 3 weeks ago we all compared height, and he was a good couple of inches less than me. And I don't know what happened. We've had a lot of rain in the Illawarra, so it's understandable. And he does like to go out in the rain. I do know that. And just like that, it's like overnight, he's just suddenly standing beside me. I'm looking at this tall fella, and he's so proud of himself. He's just passed that dad. And I was on to Skype. I was on Skype with my parents last night, and we were all there. And he turned around to my mum and said, I'm now the tallest in the family. And she said, yes, stand up against each other. And we did it all on via Skype. And she says, but sure, Damien, you're not that tall anymore. And I was like, what do you mean? She said, well, I've noticed you started to shrink.
What?
Yes. Yeah. And it was very matter of fact. She was like, you're actually starting to shrink. She's noticed a change in my body. There you go. I mean, it does happen. We run out of fluid, the synovial fluid. It starts disappearing.
Yes.
And you start getting smaller. But do you think that's what actually happened here?
Well, geez, your mum must be tiny because she's a hell of a lot older than you, mate.
Yeah, but I mean,
you have to go up my mum. You can't do that.
She's observant. She's seeing all this over Skype, by the way, from Ireland. Like, she's noticing, stand in front of some kind of grid every time you chat with her on Skype, she's pretty onto it.
It's like one of those police.
She's
noticed
all the police shots.
Border, Will. my mugshot.
There's my son again.
There he is.
That's the way that I catch up with him. Not on Skype, but on Crime Stoppers.
So proud of him. But I have to say, it is a big milestone. When I noticed that he was taller than me, I had an immediate flashback to, when he was just a baby. You know, I could carry him in my arm, the full length of my arm there. He'd be just resting on my arm. Mm. And now look at this. Jeez.
Yeah. It's amazing,
how the times are changing. It's beautiful, though.
Now, shortly, he'll just be patting you on the head, saying, good to be with you, Dad.
He says, I can see your bald spot now. Yeah.
I can see
the bald spot at the top of your head.
Yeah. When do they start paying for stuff? That's what I want to know. Yeah. I don't care. How tall they are.
That never happened.
Pay.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.